So we are still discussing the first verse of Surah Banu Israel, the verse that deals with the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to do a quick recap of our last discussion from Friday, we mentioned that the Mi'raj was a physical journey. It was not a dream or a spiritual experience. Yes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did have dreams and these so-called spiritual experiences at other times in his life. But the reason, the logical reason why the Mi'raj had to be physical was there wouldn't have been such an uproar had it not been physical, because there's no limitations and restrictions in terms of what can happen in a dream, right? Things can happen so quickly in a dream also. Here there was this big uproar and there was all of this attention and focus around the Isra and Mi'raj, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that it took place within the night, not even the full duration of the night. The Meccans would not have been skeptical and they would not have been critical of it had it been a dream. It was physical. And then we looked at certain wordings when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I then reached Makkah by morning," or "I then reached Makkah," that indicate that this was a physical journey. There are many other academic proofs given and their answers given to why in certain wordings of the Quran or Hadith the word dream or ru'ya is used, and how you can interpret it differently. But the bottom line is the majority of the scholars throughout the ages have said the Mi'raj was a physical experience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we also discussed that in terms of the scientific objections, it's so difficult to fathom anymore. 1400 years ago, people would take months to travel from one place to the other. From one point on earth to the other, most places you can travel from one spot on earth to the other in less than a day via airplane, right? So who would have thought that people would reach the moon and that they're now trying to reach Mars and all of those kind of things? So if that is what man can do, then why can't Allah do even better? And that's why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned right up front in the verse that he's pure, meaning pure from any limitations and restrictions. Now we move on to the next part of the verse. من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله. From the sacred mosque to the Aqsa mosque, the precincts of which we have blessed. Here the ulama mentioned Masjid al-Haram is the name for the masjid around the Kaaba, or the entire Haram area around the Kaaba. So there's two narrations. Some say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the Hatim, and from there he was taken. The Hatim is that semicircle around the Kaaba. Others say he was at the home of Ummehani. Some say he was taken from the home of Ummehani to the Hatim, and then from there to Masjid al-Aqsa. There's no contradiction, because the home of Ummehani is also within the Haram, and the Hatim is also within the Haram. So Allah talks about it generally. Masjid al-Aqsa, we call it Masjid al-Aqsa. Aqsa literally means the furthest mosque. It was at a distance for the Meccans to travel. Now, Masjid al-Aqsa has material as well as spiritual blessings. In terms of spiritual blessings, there are many springs, rivers, crops, and abundance of fruit. It's a very green and lush area for those who have visited them. In terms of its spiritual blessings, it was the headquarters of many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam from the Banu Israel. It was their Qibla. It was also the first Qibla of the Muslims. It is the burial site of many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And by gathering all the Anbiya from the Banu Israel and all the Anbiya and making them perform Salah at Masjid al-Aqsa behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was an indication here that the ulama explained. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was highlighting that the virtues and the specialities of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were now to be found combined in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he was the final prophet. The virtues of both Makkah and Aqsa were now to be found combined in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not go directly to the seven heavens and beyond and made the stop at Masjid al-Aqsa and led the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in Salah. The entire area is blessed. The entire Syrian area, not modern day Syria, but the entire Sham area, which includes Jordan, Syria, Palestine, and even parts of Saudi Arabia. But the most virtuous is Al-Quds, which is Jerusalem. And then the most virtuous is Aqsa itself, the Haram Sharif, that entire block, which has different masjids within it. There are other narrations that we will talk about tomorrow, inshallah, that highlight to us the virtues of Masjid al-Aqsa. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken there first. We will continue the discussion tomorrow.